Blog Talk Radio.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing, man? Welcome to the special edition of the Talk With Todd Show in the mix right here. And that instrumental you just heard was performed and produced by Smooth Flavor. And anybody looking to have some work done with Smooth Flavor, you can catch him on Facebook, all right? Facebook.com/Smooth Flavor. That's M-O-E Flavor, all right? Tonight, this is strictly for, you know, I know normally my shows is you know, with people from New York, L.A., Atlanta, Canada, all over the world, but tonight this is strictly for the city. This is strictly for the home base. This is for Nattown. This is what y'all been waiting for. We had the music business, you know, music business mixer not too long ago, and this time we're still going to keep it going right here on the Talking Todd Show. Mr. Radio One himself, Brian Wallace, as we get it in about the whole the biggest question everybody always has in the city, how come the radio don't support? Know why they do this and why they don't do that and so forth. So we're about to get all those questions answered right now, right here on this In The Mix special edition on the Talk With Todd Show. If you have any questions, be respectful, watch your language, and you can call and ask the question right now at 347-326-9697 right here on the Talk With Todd Show. My guest tonight, for y'all in the city who don't know, is Brian Wallace. Runs Radio 1 down there, Hot 96.3 in WTLC. He's been around for a long time, 25 years and counting, and he's here tonight, right here on the line, to let y'all know and to answer all your questions about the local industry here and the radio station. Welcome to the show, Brian Wallace.
What's up with you, man?
Brother, man, you know, I'm doing good, man. You know, the weather's good outside. The winter's finally gone. You know, we got the red carpet Saturdays jumping off at Prime, 148 East Market Street this Saturday night.
So you got to get that plug in, eh?
I'm
blazing, man.
We don't go get a promotion at YPNG. If anybody in the city looking for something to do tonight, you can actually go down to Broad Ripple area. DJ Smooth, Eclipse Nightlife is doing Bleecker Street. All right, and there's also something jumping off on the east side on East 30th Street of Sherman Drive right there, Club Chaparral's. You go over there and have a good time. My homegirl, Sheree Parker, holding it down. Let's get into this show, Brian. You know, me and you had a discussion the day I met you at Paul Nanny's, the music business mix, collab on music business mix.
Mm-hmm.
We also had this conversation at the radio station. I came and spoke with you for a period of time, and I think the people need to hear the same thing that we talk about. So I want people to get, first, who you are, because people pretty much they know the DJ Jocks, and they know them because they always out there behind the scenes where a lot of stuff really happens. So I would like for you to first to give a brief background of who Brian Wallace is and his relationship with the radio station, and then we're going to go from there with actually discussing the relationship between the music industry here and the radio station.
Well, like you said, I've been at it for about maybe 25 plus years, originally from North Central High School. Also Indiana State University, worked in St. Louis, Dallas, New Orleans, the Carolinas, Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh, Durham, Charleston, South Carolina, before coming back here in 1997 to be the program director at WTLC-FM. And then when Radio 1 bought WHHH and WTLC roughly within 6 months of each other, I was named operations manager for both radio stations. And currently hold the position of operations manager, so I oversee TLC, Hot 96.3, TLC AM, which is 1310 The Light, as well as Radio Now 100.9. And for the past year, have also helped program one of our Detroit stations, KISS 105.9, WDMK, up in Detroit.
Now, how do you, it's only 24 hours in a day. How do you juggle all that?
Dude, it can sometimes be a struggle, but that's where you learn to train, delegate, and put people in the position to be able to handle some things for you when you are not around. And that's both in here in Indy as well as Detroit. So I've been blessed that I've got some great people that work for me throughout the stations. A lot of those folks you guys know is on their jocks on the air. So, you know, that's a little bit in a nutshell as to how I make the chaos work.
Now, to kind of explain for those who may not understand exactly what operations manager means. What did that title entail? What do you do there?
Basically, at this point, I oversee pretty much everything that you hear on the air, whether it's the music on the radio station, the on-air talent, news, promotion, anything that we do on the air, pretty much comes to me in terms of overseeing or okaying whether it goes on the air, doesn't go on the air, if we have to tweak it a little bit, and that sort of thing. I'll be the first to say that, you know, because I've got a great staff, not necessarily every idea that you hear on the air is going to come strictly from me, but that's kind of part of what my job entails is to develop people's skill set in terms of being able to be creative and come with things to the table, and then once we tweak them, for them to be able to execute exactly what goes on the air.
Okay, hey, y'all heard it right. Y'all got it right there in a nutshell. I'm trying to orchestrate these questions for the listeners so they can get a real thorough breakdown of how the radio station works here. So when they have those questions, when these artists have these particular questions or gripes and concerns, they can go to the show and they can listen to it again and understand, okay, well, that's why this happened over here. Okay, because he said this. So that's why if you're listening to the show right now, if everybody's listening, this is why I'm asking these questions in the specific order. I know it may sound, you may not understand why, but this is why I'm doing this, to give you a thorough breakdown of how the radio station actually operates and runs. That way you can understand how to maneuver and get your music played and heard on the station. Now, after you purchased, after a couple of BTOC and WHHH, what was your goals for that moving forward, and what are your plans moving forward?
Well, I mean, the goal when we first came together was to try to get both stations out of each other's way, because both stations were kind of going after, in a way, the same audience. And what ended up happening is we just kind of split it up and said, TLC's the station that's been here, well, it's been here 40-plus years now. It's kind of that heritage R&B station. That pretty much every African American that's been born and raised here has grown up on. So we took it in more of an adult direction because of that. That's just a natural audience progression of that station. You have a lot of adults in their 30s and 40s that grew up with the radio station, whereas a lot of people that were in their teens and 20s that are now actually in their 30s grew up listening to Hot 96.3. So we just kind of took both stations in different directions, making one catering more to the younger audience, the other one to the older audience, and they've both been very, very successful, fortunately for us.
So
as far as what we do, as far as the future, I mean, the future is to still continue to, you know, reflect the lifestyles of both radio stations. You know, with Hot 96.3, to still reflect the hottest music out there in the hip-hop genre, and it may not necessarily be, quote-unquote, hip-hop music. I mean, R&B has really made a comeback with a lot of young people. It's a preference of young people, and I think, you know, for the most part, we reflect that on the radio station. As a personal fan of hip-hop, I hope hip-hop still comes back. I think it will. You know, all this music goes in cycles, and I think hip-hop is right now in its down cycle, but I think within a year, I can see hip-hop coming back on that up cycle that the music and the genre enjoyed, say, 4 or 5 years ago.
Now, I want to talk to you almost like I'm a listener of the radio station, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to ask you a question about how some of the listeners may feel, and I've actually heard this before, and that is, okay, they play the same music all the time, over and over again. Why don't they play anything older? Why don't you hear some older music? What is your answer to that question, and the people who are concerned with why they don't listen to the station as much, because they hear the same top 40 music over and over?
Well, I think a lot of what you hear on the air is based upon music research that we do. There's a lot of songs that we'll put on the radio that, you know, we think are hit records, but ultimately it's the listeners that decide whether a song stays or a song goes. So, for example, if you would have asked me a little more than a year ago, would you have put Mary Mary God and Me on Hot 96.3, I would have said, I don't know about that. But right. We gave it a shot. It ended up being one of the biggest records we had last year. Same thing earlier this year with Melanie Fiona, It Kills Me. That probably would have been a record that I probably would have put on TLC, but we gave it a shot on Hot. And, again, it's been one of the biggest records so far in 2010 for Hot 96.3.
Now, what, okay, when you made that decision to put Mary Mary on Hot, how did you come about making that decision? Because that was a tough one. You know,
it wasn't a tough one. I knew it was a hit record. I just didn't know if it would be a hit record for the younger audience. And actually, I give credit to our mix squad. They're the ones that actually came to me and said, this is beginning to be a huge record for us in the club. So I was like, all right, well, let's at least give it a shot. All the listeners can do is tell us we don't want that record. And up to this point, the listeners have decided, yeah, we do want that record.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to one of the local artists here. Her name is Sierra Greer. This is a snippet real quick about her song called My Rescuer. That's other local artists here that I want to put on the show real quick. And if anybody who's listening to the show right now, if you have any questions, come on and call into the show. Like I said, be respectful, watch your language, and you can ask the questions. I know y'all got them. I hear it every day in the streets, and that's why we put this show together. So call into the station right now, 347-326-9697, all right? We're going to go to Sierra Grimm, my rescue, right here on the Talk the Tide show. We'll be right back. Brian Wallace. Y'all know, when I want to hear something good, when I want to hear something inspirational, when I want something that's going to dig deep into my soul, I'm listening to the Talk with Ty show. You know what I'm saying? Get in tune with it. Don't be left out. All right? Serious. Peace.
I'm Cyrus Webb of Conversations Live and The Right Stuff, encouraging people to join our addiction and get hooked on books. You're listening to the Michael Jordan of radio, Todd's Live. Keep it locked on the Talk with Todd show.
Hey, 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 what's happening with it? This your partner, Brimstone, a.k.a. Big Brim. Bitch raking in money just so you know who's talking. And you listen to Talk with Todd show. If you're not talking with Todd, then you ain't talking with nobody. Hey, keep it locked, my man.
Yo, what's big? You are officially rocking with the Blessed. It's your man, the world famous NIC, and you 100% live on the Talk with Ty show.
Yeah, welcome back to the Talk with Ty show, my In the Mix special edition with Brian Wallace, and that was Sierra Greer with My Rescuer right here on the Talk with Ty show. Brian, going into break, we talked about a lot of things going into break, and coming into the second part of the interview, I want to talk about when you first acquired WTLC and WHHH. Talk about the music industry then, and talk about how different it is now. And do you see it going back to the old days where music was, I don't want to throw that out there, but music was a little better, and actually the sales were up and as far as record sales in the store?
I got to be honest with you, that one's kind of a tough one, and even people in our industry ask that question day after day. As far as, like, the differences probably between how the business was when I first got back here to Indy versus how it is now, I think you've got a situation where you've got a lot more smaller independent record companies that are just kind of operating on their own. They're not trying to, you know, sign with the Capitals and Interscopes and that kind of stuff. And they're, to be honest with you, they're using the internet to peddle out their music. Probably one of the differences in our business is that we're looking at the internet to find music. That's how, you know, not just Hot 96.3, but radio in general. That's how radio found Drake. It wasn't through a record company. He wasn't signed to a record label, and yet this guy had about 3,000 to 4,000 spins a week just from radio. I mean, there's a number of artists out there. Cool Kids, you know, a lot of people at radio are hip to Cool Kids. They're just looking for some new music from Cool Kids. So that's probably going to be your next big blow up group, if you want to call them a group, you know, blow up group, because they've been out there for a minute. Charles Hamilton's kind of in that same vein. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are, you know, speaking in the same vein about J. Cole. So,
yeah.
You know, like I said, that's probably that difference between how the game was when I got back here to Indy versus how it is now. Yeah, we still get music from the record labels. We don't always play music from the record labels. Record labels were hot when not just our station, but radio in general was playing Drake instead of playing music that the labels were sending out. But at the end of the day, you know, our job is to try to find the hottest music to attract the biggest audience. That's our overall goal.
Okay. I have a two-part question now.
Mm-hmm.
Have we saw the death of, the big record labels? Have we saw the death of that? And has the internet, do you think the internet has helped or hurt local radio stations like XM, internet radios, and so forth?
Actually, well, to take the first question, I think big labels are still going to be here. I think they're just going to operate in a different way than they did when they were formed, you know, decades ago. So they'll still be here. They'll just function different. Just as radio stations function a lot different than what they did, say, 30, 40, 50 years ago. As far as, like, you know, the XMs and that kind of stuff, I don't think it's really, you know, a lot of people will say that it's hurt radio. I don't think it really has. I think it's done for radio what cable TV did for the television industry. The fact of the matter is, when the cable industry came about, if you're from Indianapolis, think about this. When cable TV came about, there were how many TV stations here? Four, right?
Right.
And now here it is 2010, and if you take away the two religious/independent stations, 20 and 40, you've got six that are part of networks in one way, shape, or form, plus those two. And
okay,
it's still very viable, even though you have cable. And cable has expanded to the point where some of the prominent cable channels have different versions of the same cable channel. So I think as far as, for example, internet radio, I think there's going to be a place for internet radio, just as there's a place for terrestrial, just as there's a place for the XM and the Sirius radios.
Okay. Now, there has been a lot of, I actually heard Kathy Hughes' commercial today, earlier today on the radio before I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And with the whole federal law, them trying to charge the music, if that passed, how would that affect the station, and what would change?
From the radio station standpoint, the biggest impact that it's going to have is that because there would have to be an additional fee, to play music, it will put radio stations in a position where they may have to almost pick and choose what music they play based upon how much they're going to have to pay in these royalty taxes. So you may have some particular forms of music, and I know it's been mentioned before, gospel. that could be, for example, possibly affected because you're dealing with, you know, having to pay, say, for example, in a song where that's done by a choir, say the choir is 20 people, that's 20 people that you got to pay, for example. So there's a few ins and outs, and there's no question it's definitely very controversial. I mean, there are a lot of people that are still trying to learn the ins and outs of what the ultimate situation would be if this bill were to pass.
Now, if people want to vote on this bill, can they still vote at this point? And if they can, where do they need to go to either vote with or no vote against it?
Yeah, probably, honestly, if you go to any of our radio station websites, whether it's IndieHipHop.com, TLCNaptown.com, or IndiePraise.com, if you go to the lower part of the website, you'll see a picture of Kathy Hughes where it'll say Save Black Radio. You'll be able to click that, and it can give you information as to, you know, the ins and outs of where this bill is, who you're, you know, because the biggest thing is it's going to be your local representative who will actually vote on it. It won't necessarily be you or myself that'll vote on it. It'll be our congressman and or our senator.
Yeah, I couldn't see anybody really, wanted to pass that, but definitely got to go out there and do our part. I know I wouldn't call in and voted against it when it first hit the air. So, and for anybody, you go to indiehiphop.com, and vote. Do what he just said. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and put your vote in, because don't complain when it happens. You could have did something about it to stop it. So
yeah.
Definitely go there and support it. We're going to come right back with more of Brian Wallace. And this, the end of the segment, we're going to be talking about this is what everybody's been waiting for. I've just been building y'all up. We're going to be talking about the local scene versus the radio station. And for all the artists out there, call into the station 347-326-9697. This is the second time that you had an opportunity to come and ask your questions, get some get the information that you need to show how you need to present yourself to the radio station. If you don't not utilize these tools, then, you know, how serious are you about your career? So just remember that, 347-326-9697. We'll be right back, Wallace, on the Talk with Todd show. Here's Big Phil with something else.
I'm not like you, I'm something else. Y'all boys on that same mess, man, y'all something else. And this is not a mixtape, no, it's something else. Born boss, mama always said I was something else. I'm not like you, I'm something else. Y'all boys on that same mess, man, y'all something else. And this is not a mixtape, no, it's something else. Born boss, mama always said I was something else. It's good to be back, I see all is well with you, bro, it's good to see that. Niggas still rapping like it's good to be whack. I offer up a couple verses, heard it's good that he's tracked. Now I couldn't lean back and watch my city fail, I couldn't see that. And let these faggots take it over, now it couldn't be that. Have a drink, conversation, mix good with the yak. But watch the tone with a ball, yeah, it's good to relax. Pull up a chair, low key like we having our own affair. While them haters wonder who in the hell is that over there. So clear, real conversation between you and me. Out of respect for you, I even explain my truancy. Speaking coded language, cause it ain't no telling who could be. Listen, they can't understand, but know we speak it fluently. Ain't much they can do with me, spread lies and ruin me. I could really care less as long as me and you can eat. Truthfully, I had this thing locked a long time ago. Boys couldn't touch me in the sixth grade talent show. No question, I'ma blow. Big Phil, you gotta know. In fact, I don't know what it is, but I got it though. Beat talking, he barking, I keep walking. Known for my cool head, but nigga, keep talking. We balkin', I can feel a nigga fear. Love my city to death, I'm killing niggas here. Y'all stuck in the traffic, I'm steering in the clear. Doubted me last year, now you're appearing in my rear. One bar from making it, I feel it getting near. The same Philip on the track, the same Philip in the mirror. A simple man, I want everything and nothing else. Y'all ain't swimming with Philip Phelps, I'm something else. Simple man, I want everything and nothing else. Y'all ain't swimming with Philip Phelps, I'm something else. I'm not like you, I'm something else. Y'all boys on that same mess, man, y'all something else. And this is not a mixtape, no, it's something else. Born boss.
Yeah, that was Big Phil right there with something else right here on the Talk with Todd show in the mix special edition with Brian Wallace. That was two of the local artists here in the city. That's two of my favorite artists. There's a lot more talent here in the city. My thoughts on that is if everybody comes together and unite to work together, we can finally get a local act out of here and sign to a national label. But we have to unite first and stop doing the things that we've been doing all these years in the city that has kept everybody from achieving that one goal, and that is getting signed to a national label. Brian, you know, this whole vocal thing, me and you talked about this several times.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go all the way back to the very first time 96 supported local music. I know for me, when I was an artist out there and I released a single called It's a Player's World, Kyle Street played it, and he gave me a quick interview, and he played the joint, and that was big for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's talk about the very first time 96, you know, started supporting local music and why it has taken the turn that it has with, you know, with the miscommunication with local artists here, and what is being done now to kind of rectify that.
Well, to go back on that show, because at that time, that was a different management group and a different ownership group that owned Hot 96.3, and I was just programming TLC FM at the time. And actually, that was still when we were at, you know, this may have been forgotten now, but TLC used to be at 105.7, right?
Right.
When I first got back to town, you know, I used to hear the show on Sundays, matter of fact, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. We probably should look into doing something like that on TLC, right? But when I would go check the ratings, every, you know, because we would get rated, you know, where we'd get a ratings report every 3 months, right? That's usually how it works. And I would check that particular hour on Sunday that show was on. And from, say, 6 a.m. to 12 midnight, which is normally how we get rated, that was the lowest hour High 96.3 would have in the entire day. And the way the show was constructed, it was playing nothing but local music. So, you know, after a while, it got to the point where I was like, well, maybe we shouldn't do that in terms of playing all local music. Because a lot of times when you're playing a whole bunch of new music that's unfamiliar to listeners, they're going to turn to try to find something that they are familiar with and something that they already like that they can sing along with. But maybe there's some avenues that we can create, you know, that can get that music exposed. Now, keep in mind, I didn't start getting into playing local music myself until both stations came together. And, you know, Hot 96.3 truly acknowledged itself as a hip-hop radio station, right? So the first experience that I had in terms of exposing that, you know, local music here was a guy named Penny Moe, who had a song out probably, man, it's been so many years ago. I'm trying to remember the title of it.
Yeah, that was it.
And now, as it turned out, we put the record on the air. And again, that was a record that I got hit to strictly from the standpoint that just going out to the club, this is one of the biggest records out there in the clubs, right? We put the record on the air. Record research is absolutely fantastic. Matter of fact, was researching better than a lot of national stuff that we were playing. Researching well enough, and we were playing it enough to the point that all of a sudden you had a lot of labels that were interested in Pretty Mo. Well, as it turned out, Pretty Mo was signed by Universal. Now, what happened after that, I'm really not totally, you know, familiar as to what all the circumstances were that happened with him after his signing. But, you know, there was interest because of the exposure on the radio station. A few years later, there were a couple of records that we were playing by Jimmy Mack, as well as a couple of records that we were playing by Trilogy. Trilogy ultimately ended up getting signed by Jive Records. The problem is, though they were signed by Jive, they really weren't worked by Jive. And ultimately, contract expires. They're free agents to go do what they want to do. Since that time, we've set up things, and, you know, this is about the time when I hired Rec One, and Rec, you know, good guy that he is, real passionate about giving local artists a shot of exposure on the station, because he was, he was in the mix there in St. Louis when the whole music scene there with Nelly, the St. Lunatics, started to blow up there, which is where we created a feature called Support Your Local, which was a feature that we'd always play before the 9 o'clock Mickey Ficky mix. Now, back when we first started that feature, honestly, there were a lot of records that we put on that we gave airtime to that probably never should have made the radio. But the fact is, let's give them a shot. let's see if we get any kind of response from the listener on, you know, on first of all on the feature itself, and then secondly on the songs that we're playing in the feature. Well, ultimately, you know, through our research, we ended up finding out that there wasn't a huge appeal for those for the feature or the music that we were playing in the feature. Probably because, you know, our criteria at that time for playing the music was, well, you had to be from Indianapolis.
Well, you know, I think, correct me if I'm wrong on this, when you go to cities like Atlanta, New York, L.A.,
mm-hmm.
you notice that they play a lot of their own music there. And I know that from Atlanta because I used to live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They play a lot of their own music. And it's the support from the general public was a lot better than the support that I've noticed here.
I might have to some extent agree with that. You know, I think, you know, and I mean, I don't mind it because it is what it is. A lot of times, the radio station will take the hit in terms of, well, we don't support local artists, yada, 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 woo, woo. Well, a lot of times, as a matter of fact, almost every time, what we do is in response to what our listeners want. So, you know, for example, there was a period, probably shy of maybe about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I had three local artists in rotation. I had Big Dave and Bully. I had Hoosier Boys, which GB the Fly Boy was in that group. And I had Trilogy. And my ratings went down almost a full share. So, you know, when I started analyzing everything, the first thing I thought about was, well, what that's telling me is, despite all the hype in the streets, in general, if the music may not be on par with what the listeners want, they don't really care whether it's a local song or a national song. They're just not going to listen to the radio station as much. So it had to make me kind of rethink, okay, we got to be real careful as to what local songs we put on. We're still going to put local songs on that'll be in the mix, but maybe songs in terms of rotation, that might be a whole different story.
Right. Now, when you get these rating sheets and the artist wants to start asking questions, they're coming down to the station,
mm-hmm.
dropping you, they want a response from somebody in the station to tell them yay or nay, from either somebody that has already had their music played or wanted their music played.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody there at the station that is saying, okay, it's my responsibility to call these people back and say, look, the record is not doing well on the radio, we have to pull it. Or we're not playing local music at this time, but when we are, we'll take this in consideration, blah, blah, blah. Because I know that's a lot what artists are saying down there. Man, I'll drop my CD off. Nobody ever get back to me. Well, they'll say they'll play it. I'll never hear it. Well, you know, so what is the criteria for an artist?
Well, criteria on that is that chances are you're either going to hear back from me or you're going to hear back from Rec. Right now, we've got a situation where I've asked Rec to set up a day where he sits down, makes appointments with local artists. We've taken that away from our mix show meeting, because I think there was a misconception of what our mix show meeting was. Our mix show meeting was generally a meeting that was set up for me to meet with my mixers to go over what music that would be played on their mixers. It was only after our company was doing an event called Springfest that some may remember from when we did it in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and when we did it in Miami, that I came up with this idea of letting locals come into the mix show meeting, because we were going through the process, but other program directors of the company, having these sessions with record labels where they would showcase the music that was coming out on their labels. I said, damn, that'd be a good idea, you know, for us to do with the local artists to achieve a couple of things. Number one, you get a chance to showcase your music in front of both me, Rec, and the mixers, and it would give you an opportunity to speak in front of a group of people to basically pitch yourself, which is exactly what you're going to be doing if you go to, say, Sony Music and you're going to meet with the president of the label, or you go to a Jive Record to meet with the president of the label. So when we set that up, that was the initial intent of it. I think in the streets, this got misconstrued as the mix show meeting is the meeting for local artists to come in, and that was only one aspect of it.
So what is the biggest misconception with the radio station not supporting local artists?
I think the biggest misconception is that we don't play local artists. I mean, it's pure and simple. We don't play local artists. And my answer to that is, well, if we don't play local artists, then who are Pretty Mo? Who was Jimmy Mack? Who's your boys, which GB the Fly Boy ended up turning that into a solo career. Who's Trilogy? Who's Nappyville? Which still may have had one of the biggest songs we've had as far as a local artist is concerned, until G Fresh came through. So if these guys aren't local artists, then explain to me who is. Now, to be honest, realistically, not every local artist is probably going to get their music on every time. There have been songs that we haven't played by Nappyville. There's been songs that we haven't played by Trilogy. You know, it's just one of those situations. But in the same token, there have been songs by national artists that we haven't played just because it's kind of our job to kind of get an idea as to what people who listen to the station like and don't like.
Okay. With that being said, what is the criteria for the song when an artist brings a song in and y'all and the radio station takes it back for review? What are you looking for? What are you listening for? First of all, how long? I know Dr. Dre, he gives a song 10 seconds. They say Dr. Dre gives you 10 to 15 seconds to impress him, and then he's going to the next thing. So how long does the radio station listen to one song? And then in that time frame, what are you listening for as far as quality, sound, what have you? What are you listening for to determine whether you're going to play the song or not?
Yeah, I think for me, I do listen for quality. I do listen for, is that song grabbing my attention? Because I'm kind of in the same way. And I've had some other people in radio that are like, you don't listen to the whole song. And my answer to that is, when you put a song on the radio, especially if it's a brand new song, the listener may only give it 10 to 15 seconds before they turn away. And my objective is to try to keep them from not turning away. You know what I mean? So I at least for me, I'm not going to say I'll do a Dr. Dre and give you 10 seconds, but I'll probably go through the first verse and then the hook. And then at that point, I pretty much have a map of what the song is about. So I don't necessarily have to listen to all 4 or 5 minutes of it. So like I said, I'm looking for quality. I'm looking for, is there something catchy about this song? You know, like I go back to the whole Mary Mary thing. What was catchy about that is you never would have, if you would have listened to that song, unless you listened very closely, you never would have picked up that the song was talking about God.
Right.
You feel me? So that's kind of the criteria there. Once we make that judgment, we'll give it a chance to get some airplay, you know, in our mix shows, see if we get listener feedback from that. And that really kind of determines, you know, what direction we go with a song. I also kind of look at, okay, what song is really buzzing out there in the streets? If I go to a nightclub, if somebody plays one of the local songs, what's the reaction of the crowd when that song plays? You know, G-Fresh was a perfect example of that. I mean, from Rec to the mixers, they all were coming to me and saying, dude, we got to play this on my mama record. So after an event that I had to go to one Saturday night in November, I said, after I got done watching, I think it was the Pacquiao fight, I said, man, let me go to Tremors, and I want to see the reaction on this record. I went to Tremors. I go up in there. The DJ plays On My Mama. And I hadn't seen a reaction like that since 50 Cent in the club. And it was like, at that point, I was like, yo, yeah, we got to get this record in rotation on the station. The only downside to that, the only downside to that is that, ironically, the very next day, I get a call from G Fresh. Man, you got to play my record. And I'm like, dude, I'm sold on it. But here's what I want you to be prepared for. Once I play your record, just based on past history, when I play your record, are you prepared for the fallout from it? Because every local record I've played, for all practical purposes, there's been fallout and backlash for whatever that act is that I'm playing. Oh, they're not going to do me like that, da-da-da-da-da. I said, okay, I'm cool with that. I know this record will get me ratings, which ultimately, that's my job, is to get ratings, right? So I put the record on. Surprisingly, I haven't gotten the venom on that record as much as I've gotten on some of the other records after we played them a while.
Yeah, because even though the G-Fresh record has been out for a minute, when they still play in the club now, they still go crazy like it's the first time
they
heard it.
Absolutely.
And one thing I think I would like for you to explain to the artists is just because you have one hot record, it does not stop there. You have to follow that up.
Oh, absolutely. You got to keep it going. And perfect example, G-Fresh is actually starting to get his record moving in a lot of other cities, right? But I had to pull the record off here in Indy because in our research, the record was starting to show like a huge amount of burn. And burn basically means fatigue. People are tired of hearing it. So if a person's tired of hearing it, the chances are they're probably going to turn away from the radio station. So at that point, we put the song on rest. We still play it in our mix show. But as far as playing it in regular rotation, we're probably we're done with the record. Now, that doesn't say that the record is not done as far as the clubs are concerned. But the difference in that, when I look at that, is any nightclub you go to here in town, you're probably dealing with 400, 500, 600 people that you get in the club. Whereas I'm dealing with an audience of 200,000 people. So there's a little bit of a difference, yeah.
Okay. So if there is one thing that you, and I hope we summed it up for most of the listeners here, because it's only our show, but I hope we pretty much have summed up what they've been expecting to hear. If you could say one thing to the local artists about the relationship between the station and the artist and, how your feelings about the local scene here, if there's one thing you could tell the artists out there, what would that be?
Oh, keep pushing it. First of all, keep pushing it. Keep developing the relationship with us. Keep making music. A buddy of mine in St. Louis had told me that Nelly had submitted probably about 50, 60 records before they found the one that it was like, okay, we can do something with this. Now, Nelly was the type of artist too, and still is to this very day. He's writing 4 or 5 songs a week. So he doesn't sit up and make a song and stop there and be like, okay, I'm pushing this. He may come to you and submit a record on Monday, but by Wednesday, he's already done 15 more songs. So keep pushing it. Also, probably the other thing I would say is, there's going to be somebody out there, I realize and recognize, that will not agree with what we're doing. But for the artists that are really serious about this craft, don't get influenced by those that are being negative about the situation. Those negatives could turn into positives if they choose to want to make it a positive situation. The third thing is, and I've told a lot of artists this, you get a lot of other cities that will sit up and say, well, is your record getting played in Indianapolis? And I'm going to use Nappyville as an example. Probably through the course of that record, we played that song probably more than 2,000 times, right?
Which record from Nappyville?
Which one was it? Not Hate Me, Super Clean.
Oh, okay.
And yet they still couldn't get any airplay in any other cities around Indianapolis, despite the fact that the first thing that would be said, whether it was in Cincinnati, Chicago, St. Louis, or Louisville, was, well, is Brian playing the record? Well, Brian played the record 2,000 times, so what's your excuse? Brian played the record 2,000 times, and yet they still couldn't get a record deal. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the whole thing as far as trying to get the record deal and trying to get, Indy on the map, Indy's been on the map. Trilogy, like I said, was signed to a label deal. Pretty Mo was signed to a label deal. There was a group out of here that Russell Simmons actually signed to a deal and actually gave them a spot on the Nutty Professor 2 soundtrack before ultimately they were dropped. So it's not like there hasn't been talent that hasn't been signed by labels. It actually has. And I'm not even going to include Kevon and Babyface Edmonds. We'll throw them out of the mix. I'm just saying as far as artists since the 90s.
Right.
But in the same token, I think a lot of people also need to understand that there are going to be situations where labels may sign you and sit you. And if you don't believe me, have a conversation with the members of Trilogy, and they'll explain that one to you.
We got a call real quick. Let's take this call real quick and see what question that they have for
okay.
you.
Okay.
What's going on with
area
you,
code 317-602. Man, you're on live on the Talk of Tide show with Brian Wallace. What's your question?
What's going on, man? It's Issues from Blue Key, man.
What's good, homie?
What's going on, man? Calling, man, to support, man, and just listen to the station, man.
Ah, man, we appreciate it. Is there anything that you wanted to ask Brian Wallace about the local music scene and the radio station?
Oh, man, I just want to know, man, if they're going to ever let, you know, some other local artists, you know, they don't have the money backed up behind them, you know, ever get a chance to, you know, expose themselves.
Okay. Well, when you mean the money backed up, in terms of, explain that one. You're talking about as far as, like, putting together videos and that kind of stuff?
Well, such as, like, well, like, you got Monkey Boy as a label. You know, they have money backed up behind them, Jig, Fam, 100, ENT.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a lot of people out here who actually have a lot of skills, but they don't have money behind them. It's like, where would they ever come up at, you know?
Well, first things first, you know, again, understand this is a business. And as a part of the business, and this is something that I've had to learn, not being in the record industry, but learning kind of trial by fire by other people that have had talks with labels. Really, at this point, you've got to find some financing. Now, you know, I'm not going to use Monkey Boy as an example, but say, for example, you know, the business is a little bit bigger than going to a studio and, say, dropping, you know, five or six tracks. They might be five or six hot tracks, right? But you've also got to have the money to be able to go out and hire a PR firm that can represent you, that can also talk to whether it's radio, whether it's concert promoters, record labels, and that kind of stuff. You need to have all your legal stuff right, so you need to have your legal team in place. So that's going to cost money. You've got to have money to, you know, get your promotional end of things together, whether it's pressing up CDs, pressing up your casings to get your stuff out there, you know, finding these search engines that can take your music and blast it on the internet, get yourself promoted out that way, even through town, you know, having, you know, buying a vehicle, wrapping that vehicle, making sure everywhere people are going to be that you're giving away your music free just to get your name out there. A lot of people don't realize that costs a lot of money. So even if I'm playing the record, you still got to put those other vehicles in place. And I think one of the, honestly, Taj, the biggest misconception of a business is that you can just come in and make a couple of songs and you're good to go. This is really a 24-hour grind. That's why I have the ultimate respect for a lot of these artists who have made it, because they really put their grind in.
Right.
Hey, brother, you're going to have to kind of the noise in the background.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So the biggest...
Did you have another question for Brian?
Man, no, that's all I wanted to really know, because as an artist myself, you know, it's not my problem, is not with the financing, you know, it's just, I just want to know if I didn't have any finance, what would be my best route, you know, how to get out there, you know. And he basically explained to me, you know, because I know as an artist you got to get out there, you know, and put that footwork in and let people hear you and get your name out there, you know.
And the biggest thing is build relationships, not just here, but start to, you know, travel and build relationships in Chicago and Cincinnati, Detroit, Cleveland, St. Louis,
right.
So that you've got people on the ground in those cities that can help create a buzz for you in those cities as well. Because record labels are, you know, unless you're an established market like in Atlanta, to a lesser extent now, St. Louis, you know, of course, New York, they're looking at, okay, so really at this point, so what if Hot 96.3 has played your record 1,000 times? Are you getting any kind of buzz anywhere else?
Anywhere
that's the reason why.
Right.
That's the reason why G Fresh is hardly ever in Indy anymore. Because really, this part of the whole game is taken care of.
Yep.
So now he's putting a lot of work in down south. I mean, I'm getting calls from people down there that are like, "But tell me about G Fresh." Oh, no, good dude. I'm co-signing for him. He puts
right.
his work in.
Right. Guaranteed. That's the right thing. That's right.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate the love, brother, and I appreciate you calling to the show. Keep supporting. And, you know, definitely submit some of your music to me. You can catch my email address on Facebook, or you can go to talkwithtaj.com, get my email address. Submit some of your music, man. I would definitely play it on the show.
And also,
right,
also send the music to NapTownLocalMusic@gmail.com as well. That's where I pick up stuff from.
All right, man. I'm definitely going to do that, man. I appreciate y'all, Todd. You know, I appreciate you, Brian. Y'all going to hear me, Issues, Blue Key and T, man. We in here.
Hey, and when you blow up, when you blow up, don't act like you don't know us.
Hey, man, I love everybody. Hey, Todd, I should tell you, I met him a long time, 3 years
long
ago, and I seen him
ago.
Downtown. I seen him downtown at one of the spots. I was like, man, look, I remember you. He was like, I remember you, too. So it's all about your network and who you know and how you keep your head up, you know.
Definitely.
So, I got a new hit single, too. Giggity is coming out, man.
Okay.
Send it to me, bro.
All right, got you.
Take care. And see, and Brian, you know what the most disturbing aspect of this is? I've been talking about this interview for like the last 2 weeks, and you see we got one caller.
And then
people will say, oh, man, you know, they don't never talk to us, man. You never can get a hold of them. They have the entire 96.3 staff and 106.7 at Cloud Nanny's, and you saw what happened. And
exactly.
But the people who were there benefited big time, and they probably went and told everybody. And now everybody who didn't show up probably sitting there looking like, damn, I should have went.
Actually, what was a little bit embarrassing in that was that half that room were people that came down from Chicago.
That
shouldn't have been that way.
We got another caller. Area code 317, number 414. What's your question for Brian?
Hey, what's up, Todd? How you doing, Mr. Wallace?
How's it going there?
I'm doing good. My name's Donnie Flo. And I was really calling to ask you if I can get an early spot on this year's Circle City Classic tailgate. I wanted to do it so bad last year, but I missed the deadline to submit my stuff.
Okay. Well, do me a favor. Again, submit the music. Let me give you all the email address again. It's naptownlocalmusic@gmail.com. You can send
it
there.
I wrote it down.
Am I going too fast?
No, I wrote it down when you said it just like 3 minutes ago.
Okay. And then also, if you've got like a bio or something on yourself, shoot that to me, and that's you can just shoot that to bwallace@radio-1.com, because actually we're going to start probably in another month or two working on that.
Great, because I really want to rock that for the hometown. I really do.
All right, brother, we appreciate you calling to the show, man. Keep supporting in that town and talk with Todd, you know, I'm in the Talk with Todd show.
I'll see you Saturday at the party.
Yeah, that's what's up. Prime. Red Parker Saturday, the Prime.
Yeah.
Get it in, man. Get it in. Hey, let him get your 30 in now. Hey, Todd, just actually one other thing I wanted to kind of speak on, too. Is there folks out there that are getting meetings with these labels? Man, you do go and talk you up, right? And talk up that there's great music here in the city. You know, you got not only the music that you got, maybe you've done some collaborations with a couple of other people. That's what the labels are looking at. One of the things I think is hurting the market is the fact that once Trilogy got signed, the number of acts, and you know, of course, there's some names I know about. There's some names that, you know, cast a light. They didn't want to tell me, da-da-da-da-da. But you can't go into record labels dogging the people in your market.
Right.
I'm not going to say that any of that was the reason why Jive didn't work Trilogy. But the fact of the matter is, there is a general vibe in the record industry about the fact that artists from here dog each other out. And as I've spoken on, you know, other, you know, panels and that kind of stuff, but the way the labels are right now, they're looking for artists and they're looking for markets that have relationships with one another. For example, if I can go in and get a deal from, let's say, Atlantic, or no, I'll just say Sony Music, but I'm telling these guys I got relationships with T.I., I've got relationships with this guy, that guy. Well, if I've got relationships with those guys, I can pull those guys in to do projects for me, where the labels don't even have to pay the artist. It's just, you know, hey, man, if you spot me on my stuff, I'll spot you on your stuff, right? Versus if there ain't no relationship, for me to go in and say I got a record, but I think it'd be great if we could get T.I. on it, we approach Atlantic Records and T.I., and that alone may cost me $150,000 for him to do 8 bars.
That's a lot of money.
So... So we gotta, you know, as a market, we gotta stop that. I mean, that kills us too. That just when you do that, you not only kill yourself, but you really kill the entire market.
Yeah, and if
in the eyes of the record.
Yeah, because we, one thing I've noticed here, and I've even noticed locals doing it to each other, taxing, hitting boys over the head just to do an 8-bar verse or a 16-bar or a hook. I mean, we all trying to still make it. Nobody here has a big deal. Nobody's on BET every day or VH1 or MTV or what have you. Nobody's in New York. So,
yeah.
I mean, we got to stop treating each other like we're better than one another when we're still broke, riding around in Toyotas trying to get it working.
Man, if I could share a story with you, the Universal didn't want to sign the St. Lunatics. They wanted to sign Nelly. But at least those guys are smart enough where it was like, okay, you sign me as a solo artist. If I do X amount of sales, then you need to sign us as a group, right? Well,
right.
You saw what Nelly did on his first album. So
yeah.
Because he reached the number that was needed, the St. Lunatics got an album project that, of course, was going to be financed through the label. And the rest is history. Matter of fact, I think the first St. Lunatics either did gold or platinum. But here's the deal, though. Because Nelly blew up like he did, and because the St. Lunatics did like he did, that's how Capital went in and found Kingy. You feel me? That's how Arista went in and found Jaquan.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even a situation where those guys were going back and saying, hey, I'm going to pull you in. I mean, don't get me wrong. Kingy hung with the whole St. Lunatics crew. But ultimately, he kind of got signed on his own.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
matter of fact, I think if I'm not mistaken, it was actually Luda that brought him into the loop.
Really? Oh, yeah, come on, the Chingy situation.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what people don't understand here, man. Once one person finally accomplished that goal, it's going to be easy for everybody else. But until we do, we'll still be singing the same song a year from now, 2 years from now, until somebody honestly figures it out. But I want to thank you for taking
time. I think it's coming soon.
It should. Nappyville should be the one. I'm thinking Monkey Boy is looking real good right now. They're looking real good. I'm expecting them to do it either this year or next year. I think they have this year or next year to get it worked out before that buzz starts to wear off. And,
yep.
You know, they got to do it while they're hot right now.
Yep.
So, definitely, man, we hope everybody, you know, enjoyed the Talking Tides and the Mixed Special Edition with Brian Wallace. If you didn't call into the show, I don't have anything else to say to you. I mean, we did what we had to do. In this hour segment, who called in and got their questions answered right away. So you should have called in at 347-326-9697 to have your questions ready and for the radio station right here. This is where you could have got it done at. And you also could have got it done at the Clavo Music Business Mixer. So next time they come here and they bring it here, definitely all you guys need to come out if you're really serious about your career. And I made personal phone calls tonight.
Speaking of that actually is coming back on May 16th at Claude and Annie.
All right, May 16th, Claude and Annie's, y'all be there. I made personal phone calls tonight, and people did not show up for the show, and this is what I'm talking about. But I can't do no more than this. This is it. So, Brian, I know you're hitting the gym. I'm about to go out and get me something to eat, and I'm going to bed, bro. I had a rough day.
I hear you, man.
I thank you for coming on the air and doing what you did tonight. This is very
man,
much
I appreciate
needed.
You having me.
Not a problem, man. You take care, and I'm going to be on at you tomorrow.
Okay, now.
All right, take care. And that was Brian Wallace, one, Hot 96.3 and WTLC and WHHH. And I thank everybody for listening to the Talk With Thighs show in the Mix Special Edition. Stay tuned next week. We've got some more hot interviews coming up next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/TalkWithThighs, Facebook, and the official website, TalkWithThighs.com. We got new things hitting the website April 19th. So, I don't know what to tell y'all, but the takeover is in full effect, all right? Catch me at Club Prime Saturday, Red Carpet Saturday. There's no telling who's going to walk through the door. We got free tickets at R&S, out of the Square Mall. They're going like crazy. So if you don't get yours for Saturday, you might be a little bit too late, all right? Tonight, Bleecker Street, Eclipse Nightlife, and DJ Smooth, and also at Clubs and Pearls down there on East 30th Street, right? On here, right there on Sherman. Girls, Street Parker's out there holding it down, reggae music and more. So y'all go check that out. All right, till next time on Talk With Tosh. Y'all take care out there. Love each other. Take care of one another. God bless.